Welcome to a Thursday edition of America's Hot Barn Report on this Tower of Power. Monty James nestled in my warm underground bunker studio. Parker James is out burning up the interstate in the hot beef mobile. At one time yesterday at Torrington Livestock, he had over 100,000 people watching his live feed from that world-class barn. Our goal with TikTok and Facebook Live at these sales is to drive potential buyers to CattleUSA.com and, of course, bid and buy from out of the traditional area. Helps the sale barn and consigners tremendously. Oh, by the way, the Hot Barn Report does not represent these cattle in any way. My lawyer told me to say that. Next stop today, it's a big Stocker Feeder Stock Show special at Ogallala Livestock Market. It's a tremendous honor to be working with Lex Madden and Jay Nordhausen at two of the most prolific and historic barns in America, Wyoming's Torrington Livestock Market and Nebraska's Ogallala Livestock. Speaking of Nebraskan beef, just made the trek to Mudslingers to get my $9 coffee this morning. Kind of feel sorry for these folks. They build a coffee drive-thru 3 miles out of town in an area that gets a lot of tourists traffic in the summertime, but it's like a ghost town in the winter. So, in an effort to support local businesses, I make the trip to Mudslingers every morning at 6 a.m. My barista today, Brooklyn, just got back from a resort in Mexico, maybe Playa del Carmen, Cancun, not sure, but she said the menu at the Brazilian Steakhouse in Mexico touted beef 100% raised and fed in Nebraska, USA. I'm like, say what, girl? A Brazilian resort in Mexico only served USA beef? She's like, yup. I'm like, me likey. Yesterday at the Board of Trade in Chicago, front month live cattle closed up 2 measly cents to 173.10. Remember to you city slickers, cattle eat corn and corn finished today at 444 a bushel basket. March feeders took a hike up 95 to 229.77, whilst April calves gained 92 at 235.20. You getting this? Those are impressive numbers, but things are always better in the country, am I right? Dateline, Tri-County Stockyards in the frozen Northwoods cattle country of Minnesota. A string of 575-pound black-headed steers hit 266. Livestock auction had 505-pound black steers off the Iverson Ranch hit 321 per pound. Had a lot of sales push forward because of the incredible amount of snow across the beef belt. Stock show special today in the Big O. Massive run of hearty North Country feeders today at Mobridge Livestock. Big sales Friday at St. Ange Livestock in the Black Hills and a massive culmination of several sales coming to a head at Stockman's Livestock, Yanktown, South Dakota. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Out.